With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has issued mass pardons for participants in the U.S. Capitol riot. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the opening hours of his presidency, Donald Trump delivered on one of his chief campaign promises by pardoning most of the January 6 rioters.
They've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous.
The pardons cover approximately 1,500 rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol in 2021 to protest the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. The president has described the convicts and defendants as hostages. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former President Biden's final act in office is causing some controversy.
President Joe Biden said his family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats motivated solely by the desire to hurt him. Biden calls it the worst kind of partisan politics. The Democrat says he has no reason to believe these attacks will end. Just minutes before leaving office, Biden issued a slew of pardons and commutations, including for aides and allies who have been targeted by Republican Donald Trump. It's a remarkable use of Biden's presidential power, since none of those pardoned had been charged with a crime. The move is designed to guard against possible retribution by Donald Trump. Last month, Biden pardoned his son, Hunter. Hayat Panjwani, Washington.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have signaled they will limit their attacks in the Red Sea corridor to only Israeli-affiliated ships as a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip takes hold. The Houthis made the announcement in an email sent to shippers and others on Sunday. The Houthis said they were stopping sanctions on the other vessels they had previously targeted since launching their attacks back in 2023. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing three other states to pursue a challenge seeking to restrict access to abortion pills nationwide. Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri can now move ahead with their efforts in U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where a nominee of former President Trump is the only judge. The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions of the pills and to limit their use. This is SRN News. Fire-ravaged Southern California braces for more gusty winds and a heightened wildfire risk.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California.
We have a red flag warning with particularly dangerous conditions.
He notes the triple threat of low humidity, dry fuels, and those high winds.
55 to 65 and even 70 to 90 mile per hour winds in the mountains will be there just to cause fire behavior for any new fire starts to be extreme.
I'm Julie Walker.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said Monday the city was prepared for any possible new fires and warned that strong winds could disperse ash from existing fire zones across Southern California. On Monday afternoon, Los Angeles fire crews quickly put out a small brush fire that broke out south of Griffith Observatory. More at SRNnews.com.